Good morning.
How big of a factor was state funding in your decision to move on?
It was the major factor. I've been a prosecutor off and on for the past 12 years, and you know, the caseload throughout that period of time has consistently gone up and up and up, and the number of prosecutors both in this office and across the state has remained constant, and with the most recent round of furloughs that result from the economic conditions, it is the proverbial straw that broke the camel's back, at least as far as I'm concerned.
How bad is the situation not only in Dodge County but around Wisconsin? Do you have any for instances?
Sure. The most recent district attorney office workload study was completed in August of 2008, and this is completed by the Legislative Audit Bureau, a nonpartisan entity, and they did a time study of all the various district attorney's offices in the 72 counties around the state, and in Dodge County we currently have four full-time prosecutors, including the elected district attorney, and they said in an ideal world we need six. And the story is very similar across the state. Most DA's offices are operating at about 150% of ideal capacity. And then when you add in, well, what so far has been 5 days of furloughs, we could end up being eight or more days. Again, it's just not a good situation to be in.
What's the worst problem, prosecutors being overworked or cases moving too slowly, or is it both?
Well, you know, again, I don't want to make this sound like, oh, woe is me. It's more of our ability to serve the public. And you get to a point when you're carrying a caseload of 500, 600, 700, 800 cases a year or more where you don't even get to have any face-to-face contact with most of the victims and witnesses you're dealing with. The incentive to settle cases earlier on in the process and perhaps for less than what the case is worth, to use a colloquialism, takes place. And so it's just trying to manage a caseload that really is unmanageable, and mistakes are made, and I don't think people are fully served. The public isn't fully served by a situation like that.
We're coming out of tough economic times and in the middle of a tight budget cycle. Many would argue that district attorneys, like many state offices, need to carry their fair share of the burden.
Oh, and no one that I've ever talked to, and myself included, would disagree with that. What we're looking for is some leadership in Madison for our political leaders on both sides of the aisle to say, look, these are our priorities. We understand that times are tough, but when we pass new laws, when we pass laws that include tougher penalties, which are going to result in more litigation for district attorneys, we need to have a commensurate increase in the amount of prosecutorial capacity. And for years and years and years, unfortunately, well before the economic crisis hit, there seems to have been a complete disconnect between the creation of new laws and the stepped-up resources to fully enforce those new laws and tougher penalties.
Bill Bedker, thanks for being with us.
You bet.